It's commonly said that investors like to have a certain amount of certainty in the activities in which they participate, but it's very ironic because the very nature of speculation and investment is that there is actually a lot of uncertainty. So I wanted to give you guys a little bit more certainty in our publication dates because today, Wednesday, June 26th, was the conclusion of the Bitcoin conference in San Francisco. In keeping with the publication dates of Tuesday and Friday that Ari and I have committed to, we decided to go ahead and publish this episode due to its timeliness on Thursday, which is an off day, June 27th. But we're still going to commit to publishing on Friday this week on June 28th. So you might hear a lot of banter between the two of us about the days and everything, but it doesn't matter. Tuesday and Friday, Pacific time is what we're committed to. And so we might publish on more days, but never more than once a day until we kind of figure out our rhythm and our whole deal. So thanks for listening and thanks for your patience. And hopefully you'll tune back in again. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
And then when we talk about hangriness, we can talk about the seven principles of Gottman.
All right.
Intro.
Hey, everybody. This is Day and Ari. Welcome to Windchill Time. It is June 26th, Wednesday. Today was the concluding day to the Bitcoin2019conference.com.
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco. Price of Bitcoin, I checked a moment ago on Coinbase, is approximately $12,780, which buys you 78 Satoshis per penny.
Woohoo!
And I think I'm going to not do a penny anymore. It's a change up in the format.
Why?
Still do the conversion. Because people can't relate to pennies. And so I think people can relate to a dollar.
In the United
and the
States,
math.
But everywhere else, I mean, there's plenty of countries where pennies are like amazing.
Yes. I totally agree.
Okay.
And
just want to speak for that 1.7 billion people. You know, there's only 1.7 billion of them. Sorry.
Yes, I agree. And so, even though a penny is a lot in developing nations, I think a dollar is just a lot more easily. You can just think faster and clearer. You don't have to, you know, stress about cognitive strain on, you know, calculating what penny, what, and then
yeah, I have been struggling on the whole Satoshi
yeah,
thing. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Struggle.
So we're just gonna do a dollar, and
Thank
then we're gonna
Thank
that comes out to a moment ago. I said 78 sats, which is like 78 sats. You know,
78 Satoshis or sats.
78
for short.
Satoshis, yeah. But if you say you can get 7,824 Satoshis per dollar, I think that would leave an impression. So
yes.
What are you gonna? Okay, so we're kind of changing the format, we're going to try and ad-lib a little bit more, although we follow a loose structure. So what are we going to talk about today, Ari? I have my topics in my head, which I'll keep to myself as a secret, but what would you like to
so
talk
many
about
surprises.
Today?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
We're in our new studio format. I stayed up late one night working on this.
Till 7:15 a.m. when I saw that last tweet from him before he passed out. He's the tweeting Benjamin
Button.
All right,
so this is episode 4. We got episode 4. So after this, when we publish it on Friday morning, we'll have 4 plus 2 pilots. And I feel pretty good about having a rhythm down as far as Tuesdays and Friday mornings getting published.
Good job.
All right. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, you know, there's been a video that's been going around if you're on the social media, which I'm on actually quite a lot because, you know, I happen to pop it open when I'm feeding our baby.
And I never police it. I never say anything about it. I never judge. I never criticize.
Except when you do. And so there's a garlic peeling video that people have been just like trying. It's just amazing. This guy like does this garlic peeling video. So we can talk about that quickly. The Bitcoin conference that just happened in San Francisco. RegTech conference that's happening with Seattle University on Friday. Of course, Seattle's...
You're
going to
be there all day on Friday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I love...
I'm just there for the lunch.
I wish I could have been a lawyer, kind of, just because of all the learning. Actually, I might do what Kim Kardashian's doing and study law for a law exam and take the bar without ever going to law school and save us, you know, the $500,000 it would cost to go to law school.
Which might have been actually a good career choice for you because you are very conflict ready.
I am conflict ready and friendly. And then
what am I, Ari?
You are conflict averse. We're on total opposites of the spectrum. Which makes for a very fun marriage sometimes. And
sometimes
then
is the key word.
The final topic I had was hanger. You know, H, hunger plus anger. Hanger.
Hangry.
Being
hangry.
Yeah. All right. So I think let's roll with Dom. Ta-ding!
Hi, y'all. This is Dom from CoinMe, or you might know me from The Blockchain Minute, your daily show for the most important story on the blockchain. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guest or its host is to be taken as financial advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status as defined by either the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or independent thought and rational thinking from the laws of humanity. By listening to this podcast, you acknowledge that the hosts, Ari and Day, and their guests are not financial advisors of any kind, but only humans and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or unborn or zombie or robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of this known universe are purely ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, glee, entertainment, or any other emotion that may be found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction that may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
Awesome. Thanks again to Dom at CoinMe for doing the awesome reading of our disclosures disclaimer.
He has a really good voice.
We're going to do hopefully a happy hour. I don't know if you knew this or not, but we're going to do a happy going away happy hour. And it might be just me and him.
I want to go.
Or it will be, you know, generally open and available happy hour. And so put that on your calendars, all three people who are listening to our podcast.
Come on.
Come out and do the happy hour farewell with me and Dom.
Can I set up a meetup event? So the rest of the blockchain community can say bye to Dom.
That would be nice.
We should do that.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Thank you.
Please write that down.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see here. So you had some topics. I got some topics. I'm feeling pretty good. Why am I feeling pretty good, Ari?
Dude, I don't understand what happened, but Bitcoin hit above 13K or something.
Was it yesterday or today? It's part of one of your topics. Why am I feeling pretty good?
Because of garlic peeling? Oh, because you're drinking a Coke full of sugar from Mexico.
So a couple of difficulties we had on the episode one, episode two, after the pilots was that it just felt really rigid and stiff. We were trying to follow a format.
Thanks to me, because I wanted us to be very professional and structured.
Thank you for owning that.
I own all my shit all the time.
Yeah. And so... after doing some retrospection and thinking about it.
It didn't flow.
We were very rushed on time as well.
We were stressed.
And the universe is constrained by time. And so I gently requested that we... You're eating ice cream right now, which is unadvisable to be eating into the microphone. So I said, I want more time. I want to be relaxed. I want to be able to flow. I want to, you know, not be rushed and
drink
not
a
be
shot before recording.
Not be angered toward, not feel hostility from you. And then you said, additionally, and I think we need to eat. I think we were hangry. I think we need to eat. So I said, okay, next time we're both going to sugar up and eat up like crazy before we go into the studio.
Hence, I'm eating an ice cream right now and you're drinking Coke.
And you had some food earlier too. With a lemonade spritzer that you have on the table, too.
Thank you, babe.
And so, let's see here. What else?
Well, on the topic of being hangry, I just saw the Mr. Therapist the other day, and he asked us if we had heard of John Gottman in the book, Seven Principles of Making Marriage Work. And I think that was the book that actually brought us together, where we were comparing notes on our love for John Gottman and his book and the Four Deadly Horsemen. And then we listened to the Seattle town hall that John Gottman did that you had recorded.
Oh,
and you
I used to have to an MP3 that I would force us to listen to every year to remember what is the right formula. And there is a formula for what makes a successful / happy, viable marriage.
Yeah, so you viable and happy is 10 positive interactions for every one negative at the most. But barely surviving is 5-1, right?
No, survival level is 5 positive interactions mm-hmm. for 1 negative. That's bare minimum survival level. If you want a good to great marriage, you need to be probably like 10. Minimally 10. Yeah. Just setting the other bar.
That's
so
what
you
I
need
just
to
said.
Be 10.
I just said 10 minimally for a good marriage.
Yes. Anything 10 and up is great.
You're great. Anyway, so then when you go to the 7 Principles of Making Marriage Work, and I really highly recommend the book, or check it out on the Wikipedia. They have it up there too. Yes, honey.
And one of my theories also is that it's not just the 4 horsemen of the marriage apocalypse that kills relationships, you know, mm-hmm. kills marriages. Mm-hmm. I think those 4 perfectly fit to the workplace. You cannot have healthy work relationships if you have any of the stonewalling, defensiveness, criticism, or I'm forgetting one. Any of those 4 in a work relationship, you will not have a work relationship.
Actually, honey, we should extrapolate even further. Any relationship should not have any of those 4 horsemen. Yeah.
Friendships, peer friendships,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, you don't want to contempt for your friends, right? You don't want to.
Oh, contempt. That was the one.
Was
that the one?
Did you just say that?
Contempt, stonewalling, defensiveness. So we obviously didn't write these down before starting the show.
Anyway, okay, so back to the 7 principles. I think we should just quickly review them right now since we're thinking about it. It could be one of our, you know, yearly reviews. So
before we get
review,
into that, before we what? Get into that, can we just review a couple of other items I have that are just kind of like more easy material?
Why don't we just go through them quickly?
Okay.
Why do we need to diverge?
Because it's a deep topic.
It doesn't have to be that deep. All right, 7 principles. First principle is enhancing love maps. Do you remember what that one is?
No.
It's all the memories and information, your mental model of the other person that you so adore.
I was just
going
to say mental model.
Right?
Okay.
So it's, you know, how do you get them to turn towards you? How do you nurture them? How do you, your history together? How did you meet? Your stories together? All that good stuff. So, and ideally, you don't know the other person, right? If you know your other person, then you stop getting to know them. So hopefully for the life of, my ice cream's melting. Your relationship, you'll continually be discovering and rediscovering each other as humans. Number 2 is nurturing fondness and admiration. So it's mediating a bit on one partner, making one cherish him or her. So it's like appreciating them, talking about happy events, being like, oh, I love the way you smell. I love the way you smile, yada, yada, yada. 3rd one is turning towards each other. This is
yes,
the one we talk about very often.
I just turned towards you.
Oh, good job. Clap, clap, clap. You'll be driving. I'll be like, oh, honey, Mount Rainier looks beautiful. And he goes, oh, yes, it's gorgeous. That's a positive turning toward. If I said, hey, honey,
you're
Mount
right.
Rainier looks great. And he goes, ugh. That's like, he at
that's
least
actually
is
a
acknowledge. No, that's a,
no,
that's
a
positive.
Okay,
it's,
that's
but it's
a positive.
An acknowledgement. It's bare
no,
minimum.
No, no, no. I think that's a negative turning towards.
Oh, is it?
Because if you just ignore, mm-hmm. that's like a 0. So you can have a +1, you can have a 0, and you can have -1.
I think it's an acknowledgement.
-1.
A -1 would be, hey, honey, Mount Rainier's out. It looks great. What the fuck? I hate Mount Rainier. It's so freaking cold. Right? Sorry. It's an
you just sent us into the explicit category again.
Potty mouth.
So before in the introduction also, I think I want to try and have it so that we can announce whether we're going to have profanity or not in the episode, because there might be, you know, of the three listeners, one of them might have kids in the car with them who can understand.
Yeah.
And so we want to prepare them to either save the episode for later or just roll the thing and then their kids can listen to our lovely voices too.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway,
and
keep
then
going,
number four is accepting influence. And so we influence each other every day, all the time. Like, for instance, Day influences me with mail. I have to rip off all names and all our addresses from anything we ever receive in the mail for privacy and security reasons, which is a good thing, but it's a little bit overboard, in my opinion.
It is burdensome. And I do that because of the dumpster diving stories that I used to hear about where, you know, people, individuals, and companies were throwing out papers and then, you know, and then, you know, not so great people would dumpster dive, find the documents, and find all this massive treasure trove of information. And so I decided at that point, I'm never going to allow myself to be victimized that way.
Good. And then Day gets influenced because, when we first met, he would never eat raw oysters. Now he devours them, like, by the plateful and by the dozen. So, you know, he accepted my raw oyster influence. That's another example. And then there's solving solvable problems. So, you know, our hanger issue before recording every episode, we solved it by loading up on sugar before recording. Overcoming gridlock.
And food. Not just sugar.
Yeah. Overcoming.
And caffeine. Overcoming gridlock.
So overcoming gridlock, you know, we come across those quite often sometimes. So it's talking through and understanding the other person and making sure that we understand the intrinsic motivation of the other person's motivation and why they're, what's going on underneath that's causing the issue. And then the final one is creating shared meaning. So Gottman describes shared meaning as a spiritual dimension to marriage that has to do with creating an inner life together. So it's all the rituals, it's the language that you have between each other, the inside jokes, all that good stuff. So we have a lot of that.
So it's like a family culture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Our shared sense of meaning, who we are as the U-Clang, U-Gang.
Clan.
All right, I'm done with my topic. You can do your thing.
Well, my stuff is easy. So today I was wearing a Qtum, Quantum. I think you know,
baby.
It's pronounced Quantum, but it's Qtum is the symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And Ari got this for me after a business trip, and it's qtum.org. So this segment I want to maybe start doing. I was trying to get the Crypto Slate guys. Shout out to Nate and Mitchell out there for their hard work in doing Crypto Slate. But so this is a segment I was going to do. Maybe write up a whole bunch of pieces, talking about all the swag that I've gotten, especially a lot of T-shirts.
All the swag does not even describe all the swag. All the swag. So
hashtag
much swag.
#SCHWAG is the correct spelling, by the way.
Just all the swag. We are buried in all the swag.
I didn't even think about it. And so when I went to Costco this morning to pick up the milk tanks, the dude, the cashier, looked at my shirt. It says, "What's QTUM?" And I was a little bit taken off guard because I basically never had anybody ask me about any of my cryptic, no pun intended,
really?
You know,
never?
Crypto T-shirts. Never had anybody say anything.
Aww.
It's rare. It's really rare. Like really, really rare. And so he kind of,
you know,
took me back. Well, I was like, and don't bash me out there, world, all three listeners for saying this. But like I said, oh, it's like Bitcoin, but it's not Bitcoin. And then I just got out of there because I didn't want to get into a conversation with them. Yes, I know, but okay. but I didn't want to get into the whole thing, and so I was like,
aww.
It's like Bitcoin, but it's not Bitcoin. And then I just
lost opportunity.
Scurried out of there. No, I don't think so, because remember, I spent that entire year, 2016, all of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I asked every single person I came into in-real life contact with, "Have you heard of Bitcoin?
Nah.
Do you have Bitcoin?"
No.
Two questions. That's all I asked.
Yeah.
99.9% people said, "Yes, I've heard of Bitcoin." 99.9% people said, "No, I don't have any."
Womp womp.
And so that's a kind of a segue into the price action today. We hit $13,800 as the intraday high. Yeah, so it was right around 12:30 Pacific is when it hit that. Oh. And then the crazy part about it is, well, it's normal for crypto, is that there was a flash crash down to around $12,000. Like 1:30, 2 o'clock, somewhere
what
around that time.
Someone started selling?
There's all kinds of conspiracy theories going around already. But it was just a really exciting price action day because, like, GBTC, which is the Grayscale Investment Trust,
Grayscale
shout
guys.
Out to Barry Silbert. Yes, the Grayscale guys. So GBTC gapped up big, and it was trading over 17. That means that on the stock chart, the previous close is below where the opening is today. So, for example, that one today, I don't know where it opened up, but it opened up like a dollar more than it was before or something like that. I'm not looking at the chart, so apologize for the round numbers. And so it was, when I woke up in my delirium, it was trading over $17, which is a 52-week high, which is a massive run-up. And so it traded at that level basically all day long. And then I have my own micro conspiracy theory in that it was because of the Bitcoin 2019 conference going on. Mm. I mean, they had guys like Edward Snowden talking today. I missed the whole thing today.
Aww.
Yesterday I live streamed most of it.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they have a record so you could, you know, spend all tomorrow looking at it.
I might try to look for the Edward Snowden one. I think that could be informative.
His biography on Netflix, whatever that show, movie
you
is.
About
Snowden?
That's not a biography.
Isn't that a biography?
That's Joseph Gordon-Levitt in a, you know, real life. It's a fictionalized version
I
of the real life.
I thought it was fascinating.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Look,
it was great.
It's not a biography? I thought it was pretty accurate. No?
It is. It's a biopic.
Okay.
It's a biopic. So it's like, you know, it's a movie. It's a movie, but it's about real life stuff. And so hopefully Bitcoin Magazine conference, hopefully they are going to make all this stuff available, streaming available. And then, so that's swag rag. The other topic, so thank you to any of you guys out there in these other countries who we see in the dashboard of the analytics. It's like over 90% the U.S., but, you know, whoever you are in the U.K., Canada, Uganda, Spain, Hong Kong, Netherlands, Israel, Brazil, and Japan who show up on this report, thanks for giving us a try. Hopefully we can teach you something, entertain you, and then go on this journey of money and life and Bitcoin together somehow or another.
Woohoo.
What's kind of killing me is that guess what country does not show up in this analytics report?
Our motherland, Korea. Hey, Koreans, where are you?
So I could say something like, I don't know if anybody would ever get this far in the podcast, but I could say, 안녕하세요, 여러분, 안녕하십니까? And then that's it.
All right.
And let's see here. But one of these days, I do hope to get my parents on the podcast here because I want to do a little bit of what's called there's an NPR snippet that they do. Radio Core. I got to find the name of it now. But it's where they have real life people go into a booth and they record like a 2-minute snippet of their life and their interaction in 2 minutes or like a minute. And it's extremely impactful.
Why?
Like, it's like one
what
of the best
impactful?
Radio segments you could possibly listen to ever.
Why? Your heart is like just touching.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's
sobbing.
Extremely genuine. It's real. It's high quality.
Wait. So the guy goes into his little booth and for 1 minute he makes you cry. So he's in there and he's like,
no, it's two people.
So I just found out I have terminal cancer. There you go.
No? It's two people talking. It's two people talking.
So we're
it's
talking. Are you like, you
brought
know.
Brought to tears?
Yeah. Sometimes. No, really, why? Like, I don't understand.
You have to listen to it to appreciate it. The guy who the guy who runs it, it's all nonprofit. He's done a TED Talk. TED Radio Hour. I highly recommend TED Radio Hour if you guys listen to podcasts. Let's see here.
All right.
So yeah. Anyway. So I think we can start closing down shop here. We did the sats. We did the swag rag. I did the shout out to the people in the other countries. And then what do you have?
Garlic peeling video.
Oh yeah. Food.
It's not even food. It's pretty funny. So there's this video that came out about how to peel garlic, and it's a garlic hack. And I don't know if you've ever peeled garlic, but peeling garlic is a pain in the butt. Like
it sucks and it stinks.
Yeah, you get a fist and then you gotta like peel away the top layers, and then it's all like papery and it sticks to stuff if you have anything wet. And then you gotta like take one of the cloves out, and then you gotta like figure out how to take it, you know, peel the cloves off. And sometimes it's really sharp and it gets stuck in your nail, and it just is a horrible experience. And then it smells, and then you gotta smash it and all that stuff. So this video comes out, and this person has like a fist of garlic, you know, nothing peeled, and sticks a little knife into it, and just ploop, the whole clove pops out of the day stripping in front of me right now. I'm
just supposed to talk about that.
I don't know what he's doing. Okay, so then they just keep turning the garlic clove and sticking a knife in it, and then popping the garlic cloves out. Like no peeling, no papery mess everywhere, nothing getting stuck under your fingernails. And so then one of my friends, she's in San Francisco, Lisa Fetterman, she's the CEO and owner of Nomiku. She tries to do it, and she's like, this doesn't work. This doesn't work. How do you freaking do this? So I have not been able to figure out how to do it either. I usually just buy
she
my...
She figured out?
From what I saw, no.
So scam.
I think it's a scam. like someone did some video editing or something like that. Because I would like to know if anyone has been able to figure out this garlic peeling hack. Because other than that one video and that one person who...
How would one search for this video if they were on a computer?
YouTube, dude. And then look up on? Garlic peeling.
It's like specifically. Was it the first hit that would come up, or is it on the first page?
I bet so, because it was...
Garlic peeling?
Garlic. Here, I'll try it. Garlic peeling. Peeling hack.
And I think I'm liking this new studio setup, so this is going to be awesome. No more editing into the wee hours of the night. What do you see there?
Top stories. A YouTube chef posted a video demonstrating exactly how to do the viral garlic peeling hack using a knife. Oh, this was posted yesterday, so I haven't checked this one out.
So yesterday being... June 25th.
Tuesday.
Okay. Want to make sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll check that out. If anybody has tried it or figured it out, you know, ping me, because I'd like to see it, you know, tweet. Garlic peeling sucks. Oh, and there's another one. You know, someone says you can put a fistful of garlic into like a bowl and then put a top on it and you shake it, and then the garlic will get loose. I haven't been able to figure that out either. So all these garlic peeling hacks don't work, as far as I can tell. Okay.
So then basically... The best solution for this problem is probably just buying a big tank at Costco of peeled garlic.
The problem with that is you can't use that much garlic that quickly. So you can also freeze it, but then you have to be able to use the garlic pretty quickly from the frozen within 6 months. And that's also really hard to do. So I like going to the Korean grocery store where you can get it. H Mart, they have like little pint-sized containers, which are a little bit more bearable.
And as we close up, again, I'll say we do not accept any sort of sponsorships or money or incentives from anyone in the real world to mention any of these products or services.
This is genuine.
This is a completely genuine situation right now. And so who knows what will happen, you know, later on.
Before we close up, I'd like to just mention two conferences that are coming up. So one is Seattle University's RegTech. I'll be there all day on Friday if you want to look for me. And then there's Caitlin Long's luncheon that goes along with that. So, you know, hopefully we'll be to see you there. And Washington will represent our interest in hearing what Caitlin Long has to say. And then Friday to Saturday is Blockchain Northwest. Right? Blockchain Northwest?
So it's Justin Wu's Seattle Blockchain. Mm-hmm. The URL is seattleblockchain.io.
Mm-hmm.
This year it's called DevCon.
Yep. So he's doing DevCon 2019, and pretty excited about it. He has two tracks, a technical track, a business track. A lot of different speakers coming in from all over, also some local speakers. So that should be a good time.
Maybe we'll publish this tomorrow, just in case. Can we just publish this tomorrow? Because that means people will hear this Friday morning, you know, and it's a little bit late to go to prepare to go to DEF CON, if you have, especially if you have children issues. So you and I are running into a massive scheduling issue with children.
Most of the people at DEF CON are men, and men don't really have that many child issues.
I have child care issues.
We have child care issues.
We have child care issues, yes.
Because that's because we're attached at the hip.
And finding child care is a huge pain in the ass.
Hey, try breast pumping too at the same time. Making milk and finding child care.
Simultaneously?
I've done it. Speaking of which, I need to go and pump.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's see here. I'll let Ari have the last word. So be nice to each other out there. I saw a tweet from Juthika over at Ledger X. She posted a chart of options, activity or sorts. And then I found it really funny. I'm at Luggage Donkey. Ari is at Ari in Seattle.
Ari spelled with out the L as in Larry, so A-R-R-Y. let me close up. Let's say...
Well, let me finish. Whoa. I'm sorry. Hold on. So she was she posted it, and it was so funny. She hardly said anything. All she said was, this is what we're seeing as far as options action, and said, please be nice, or like, be nice to me, or something like that. And so I replied back. I said, oh, that's so funny, because I in racking my brain over how I want to do my sign off for the podcast, I kind of landed on be nice to each other out there. And so I shared that with her, and I got my, you know, endorphin releasing like from Aww. Her. And so that was nice. Big fan of Twitter. I am now. I used to be a total hater.
Like when we first started dating, remember? We first started dating. I was what, 32?
You were blogging. That was what I'd noticed.
No,
the
I
most.
Was tweeting, Facebooking, and blogging. They said, why are you doing that? Aren't you worried about your private life being public? Shouldn't you be worried about privacy and security? And what if people can find you? And what if people can respond to you? And aren't you worried that they're going to say mean things to you in the comments? And I said, well, yeah, people have been really mean to me before. I've seen really mean. But it's still, you know, sharing. It's a social platform. And now, I call him Benjamin Button because he gets younger and younger every year. He's now the millennial who's tweeting very frequently, blogging, and now even podcasting.
I abandoned Facebook at the end of 2016, and then I needed an outlet.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, exactly. So I go on Facebook every once in a while because I miss my friends, and you post, you know, nice baby pictures, which Facebook is selling on the black markets. And so I go on there every once in a while, and I miss my friends on there, but, you know, I'm kind of like, well, anyway, it's a long story. Now I'm on Twitter like crazy. Again, at Luggage Donkey, if you care to interact with me. Every single thing you say to me and everything single thing I say to you on Twitter is completely open and visible to the entire universe.
And Day takes it to his heart. He is genuinely engaged.
It just doesn't
matter
anymore. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter anymore. And that's why that's what I finally reconciled.
Should matter. Word should matter.
It does.
Okay.
And doesn't.
It matters.
And all right, so be nice to each other out there. Don't forget to stack sats.
Aight, yo. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate any ratings, comments, and sharing. Recently met up with a few friends, and they gave us some really good feedback. So keep the feedback coming. Together we rise.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Hi, y'all. This is Tracy from the top of Cougar Mountain in Issaquah, Washington. None of the statements or opinions expressed in this podcast by the guests or its hosts is to be taken as financial advice or a solicitation of any kind to participate in a conservative or risky or speculative financial instrument that may or may not require accredited investor status or independent intelligence as defined by the Securities and Exchange Commission of the United States of America or the laws of humanity. By listening, you acknowledge that the hosts Arian Day and their guests are not financial advisors of any kind, but only humans, and not sentient intergalactic alien life forms. All statements made in this podcast by any living or dead or as yet unborn or zombie creature or speaking robotic entity in the past, present, or future of the space-time continuum of the known universe are purely opinions or ironic or coincidental thoughts and opinions. Moments of sarcasm, sadness, education, enlightenment, glee, or entertainment, or any other emotion found in this podcast are fully your responsibility and reaction, and may or may not be intended for the listener in any way, shape, or form. Mature adult discretion is strongly advised. Thank you for listening.
How are you doing, Aaron?
Just got back from the dentist. My mouth is numb.
And you're eating ice cream.
Oh, and of course I'm eating ice cream.
Hmm.